Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The MBTA is under intense scrutiny for problems with its aging equipment, but there's another safety issue that experts say deserves attention: the people driving the trains and buses. WBUR's Beth Healy reports.
The T fired a Green Line driver after a crash last year on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston. Court records later revealed he'd had several speeding violations before the crash and had been suspended 6 times. But he remained at the controls. It turns out more than 24 drivers have records of multiple safety violations. WBUR obtained data from the T that shows 25 drivers have been suspended without pay at least twice for safety infractions that have occurred since 2018. They all still work for the T. The T initially had refused to provide the safety data. State Senator Brendan Crichton co-chairs the legislature's Joint Committee on Transportation. He calls the new information concerning.
It's not just about an aging infrastructure and fixing tracks and other equipment. It is about the workforce. And there are a great deal of folks at the T that have been doing a lot with little over the years, but there's also been a lack of leadership, training, accountability, and I think communication.
The safety violations that led to suspensions range from speeding and preventable accidents to not paying enough attention on duty. MBTA records show that just 1% of T drivers have been suspended multiple times, but that group has been responsible for 53 serious safety incidents in the past 5 years alone. The T says safety is its top priority, and it says there are consequences for employees who fail to follow the rules, including being put on leave or even potentially losing their jobs. But critics question whether the T is doing enough to keep riders safe.
Safety is paramount, and we're at a point where a lot of folks are having, you know, concerns about the safety of the system.
That's Jared Johnson, executive director of the nonprofit Transit Matters. He says the T needs to take more steps so drivers improve when they're caught violating safety rules the first time.
The key part is what's being done afterwards and what's being done to make sure that these folks are correcting that behavior and that it's not happening again.
The MBTA has had so many derailments and other safety issues lately that the Federal Transit Administration is probing the system and has criticized it for a, quote, lax safety culture. The feds are expected to release a complete report on their findings this month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.